Open the meeting, 11:40. Attendance and apologies. Apologize, Councillor Jora. Anybody leave for absent? Million? Anybody disclose any of interest? No. Public time? Neil? Petition of deputation and submission? Glenn?
No.
Notice of the matter discussion behind closed door?
No.
Application for relief of the absent for next meeting? No. Notice concerning meeting attended. Any council attended any meeting? And attended one meeting with Lisa Crudley from the Midwest Education Regional Office. This meeting is concerned about for start the new year, and the principal, I have a full contract, start now, this year. It's up to her, stay the 3 years, apply for the 5-year contract. This is the confirmation for the Midwest region. And how the discussion is how working together, collaboration, any activity with the school, but Glenn myself, I have really clear, education department, he have his own budget, in some staff, he need the education department, he look his own staff, but it's no problem. The Shara tried like a working years and years, support, working together. I'm talking about the same, the swimming pool for the children. The really important is, well, let's get in the Yalgu is classified for a special program in Yalgu for education. With the federal money, he going to injection inside, the Yalgu Primary School, because our question in there is how is the level, the our kid learning. Because what I feeling in Yalgu, our kid is low between the northern school, mathematics, writing, reading, the three basic issue. And that reason, Lisa said, and Yalgu is inside the, classified, for the special program for this year. This is really, really good for us, And he said he need to have a look at Berengara. He said, Glenn, Berengara. It's a new swimming pool program in this school. I need to have a look, ask what happened, how apply, how work, all the stuff like that, But the other thing is Renan Meyer said, you know, I'll work it out together with Mo Magnan and Malawa and Morawa for the swimming pool programs. You know? And I said, yeah, because Yalgudo, no. I said, not confused. You know, our program, a school holiday, has nothing to do with the school program. It's totally different. But the problem is put in the same place. But now I'm clarifying that. Anything, you know, our program for the community program, I call it, you know, typical, you know, holiday school. Because this is the name, but it's not connected with education department. You know, it's part of the shop, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I said to her, yeah, I'm going to, Glenn, I'm going to talk to, you know, the community development officer, you know, for how I'm going to work it out, maybe, you know, with the school and next, you know, holiday, you know, with our kid, work it out together in the year, because normally, she mentioned, Yalgu's working with Mont Magnet, Q, Pajawajor, you know, okay, this is important, you know, for the sport carnival, stuff like that. I said, yeah, they are all going to support that, you know, our involved, but the same, any carnival, the Shara support it, not run it, because it's part of the education department, you know, and clarify this point, because sometimes it's confused, no, you're in charge. It's no, you know, I'm help for this happen, but it's not part of the school program. Holiday is our program, you know, with the go to the swimming pool or, you know, support the camp, for example. The camp is the same, it's part of the education department. It's not part of the Shadow Shadow group. It's sometimes the parent confuse that. But I said to Lisa, I need to clarify this situation inside the school, you know, not to us. I have a couple of meetings with Glenn, you know, about for this year. In this office, I have really, I'm coming for interruption with Glenn and the forum, you know, for the main role and Glenn, you know, for start program, the staff. And another meeting I have with Diana, organizer, all this, try organizer for the Walga Week, you know, for all the courses, what is the compulsory, you know, with the Walga stuff. You know, Diana sent, you know, all the documentation for, to the counselors, you know. This is for me, you know, any question? No question. Confirmation of the minute, the last man, who moved it? Yeah. Second. Let's go. Any question or clarification with the last minute? Put in bold. Officer Romanzo, the minute the council held at 19 December 2025, that is confirmed, is a true and correct record. He moved Thomas, second afternoon.
What was that one?
That was just this one. I don't know what
this one is. The minute council meeting the 19th.
Oh, yeah, he voted on it already.
Yeah, because in the.
Well, he's the first one. Yep.
Yeah, okay. I figured it out in the 11.1 administration reports. Officer recommendation, the council received the administration report to 31st of December 2025. Buddy Moving, Thomas, and Angus. Any question or clarification with the reports, the Tenega? Put in bold. Technical service reports 11.2. Official recommendation. The council received the technical service report to 31st December 2025. Somebody move it. Thomas. Second. Second. Any question or clarification in this report? Put in bold. Mm-hmm. 13.1, financial report. Official recommendation, the council received the list of accounts paid during December 2025, totaling 1,523,061.39. Somebody move it. Thomas. Second. Any question to, you know, all the payment? Put in bold. Yes. 13.2, investment report. Officer recommendation. The council received the investment report at the 31st December 2025. Somebody move it. I'm Bruce and Thomas. Any question or clarification at this point? Put in bold. 30.3 financial monthly financial statement. Officer recommendation, the council received the statement of financial activity for the period end 31st December 2025, according with the regulation 34 of the LGFM, regulation 1995. Somebody move it. Second.
Did Ryland move it or did Kieran move it?
Thomas. And second Angus.
That's right.
Any question or clarification at this point? Put in bold.
Jesus.
14.1, general report. Officer recommendation. The council received the acting chief executive officer general report. Somebody move it. Thomas. Second. Any question or clarification? Put in bold. 14.2, loan service relief cash out. Officer recommendation, the council approved 8 weeks to loan service relief to be cash out to the CEO in the next pay round. Somebody move it. Thomas and Paul. Any question or clarification with this point? Put a vote. Right. Officer recommendation. The council refunds the 169.66 cents to Mr. W. Jones and write off 408 in rates and 7.50 cents interest in property A 581/34 Campbell Street. Somebody move it. And who's second that? Any question or clarification? Put in vote. Officer recommendation. The council council write off $3,146 right for the legal advice the Shire incurred in the front requesting advice from our lawyer related to the subpoena from Maurice Blackburn Lawyers Referent 15-17-38. Somebody move it. Thomas. Any question or clarification for that? Put in vote. Three, one. And 14.5 going to the Fed for next meeting. 15, notice of the motion. Urgent business. Only going to put it in, you know, make a note for the case, what happened in Geraldton, the court decided yesterday. It's a one resident in Geraldton. He found that $8,000 plus cost with the courts for cruelty with the three dogs, you know, for RSPCA. Plus, she is banned for 5 years and don't have any animals in his house. Now, I request, you know, putting the bulldog the same story, you know, for our people in town realize there's nothing to do with the Shire is the policy in Western Australia, you know, when you know doing correct stuff with your own pets, you know. This is the thing, if you look up the guys, I'm being so many station. I told you guys, the dog or any animal that have in the station, they look after like a babies. You know, mostly the dog. Dogs is a king in the station, you know. I don't know why the people talk to the dog in town, he more closer, you know, and look after his own animals, you know. 17, matter for which the meeting be closed to the public, nil. Next meeting, Friday 27th of February 2026, commencing 10:30 in here, Yalgu Chamba. Meeting closed. 12 o'clock. Thank you very much, guys. Any question, anything about this meeting, no problem, you know,